From NPR News, it's Day to Day. You've heard this. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says that the economic slowdown is going to last a while. Today, he was telling this to the House Budget Committee in Washington. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, Chairman Bernanke is not painting a very nice picture for the lawmakers.
No, he is not, Alex. He told the House Budget Committee today that the economy will likely be weak for several quarters. And he was asked specifically, are we in a recession? And he essentially said, you know, it doesn't matter what you call it. This is a deep slowdown.
There is an awful lot of uncertainty right now, arising in part from the fact that we don't know how quickly the credit markets will return to normal and how quickly credit extension will return to normal. And so in that respect, also, I think we need to be flexible and to continue to watch the situation as we go forward.
And part of that flexibility, Bernanke said for the first time today, may include another economic stimulus package from the government. He said that would be a good idea. But he said if Congress proceeds with this, somehow this package should include a way to improve access to credit for consumers, home buyers, and businesses. He said that's the best way to promote economic job growth and job creation. And he said that this stimulus package, if it happens, should happen quickly, Alex, but it should also somehow limit the effects or the long-term effects on the government's budget deficit, but he refused to get specific about how to do that. Some lawmakers did try to pin him down on how much the package should be worth and what it should include, but he wouldn't give them a direct answer there. Alex, are you there?
Yeah. How about the $250 billion bank rescue plan? Where does that stand now?
Well, today we got more details about that as well from Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. The U.S. Treasury announced last week that it was going to buy non-voting preferred shares in major financial institutions with stakes in each limited to $25 billion. Now, last week, nine of the big banks agreed to that plan. Whether they wanted to or needed to was up for discussion, but they did agree to it. And now it's time for the small banks to get their share of that $250 billion. And today, Secretary Paulson reiterated the government's goals here.
Our purpose is to increase confidence in our banks and increase the confidence of banks so that they will deploy, not hoard, their capital. And we expect them to do so, as increased confidence will lead to increased lending.
But the government can't force banks to loan the money out. It can only encourage them to spend this money.
Janet, what if a bank applies for some of the government money and gets turned down?
Well, Secretary Paulson said today that we're not going to hear about those banks that are turned down. If a bank's accepted, it'll be announced within 48 hours. But as for withdrawn applications or banks that don't make it, we won't hear about it. Now, the original legislation prohibited the government from using any government money to prop up a failing bank. So if it gets turned down, chances are the bank's in trouble.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.